Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I knew this day was coming. Like, I've always been such a fan of classical music and opera, and I knew it was coming. I feel like it's overdue. Like, I just kind of got stuck in this pattern of like, okay, we're a rock band. This is what we do. We don't want to get soft too soon. This rock thing seems to be working, and but you know, really getting encouragement from Jake, and then, you know, just a light went off, like, oh, this is going to be great. And then, man, hearing it back for the first time with the orchestra, it's like, yeah, those are the chords I wrote, and that's the melody I wrote. But man, it's like
so much more width.
Yeah, it's like seeing in three dimensions for the first time or something. It's just gorgeous, and I can't believe. Can't believe we haven't done it before. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Weezer, or Weezer Day by Day. I'm BJ, and this is day 13, talking about OK Human, came out in 2021. No electric guitar. I think it's just mainly piano and a 38-piece orchestra. And this was produced by Jake Sinclair, who Rivers was mad at for wanting him to make a Weezer album. I guess Jake had pitched this idea to Rivers. This is a quote from Rivers. "Just you and a piano and an orchestra, and it's going to be super personal. Quirky songs that only you could write. Not worrying about commercial potential at all." He added that Sinclair told him to listen to Nilsson Sings Newman. I guess Rivers liked the idea that Sinclair pitched and wrote the songs pretty quickly after that.
Songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me.
All right, sounds weird. Let's get into it. OK Human, which, by the way, I like that album title. It's funny, you know, as a response to OK Computer by Radiohead. So the album kicks off with a song called All My Favorite Songs, and it's not insanely horrible, like the last two albums. It's all right. I like some of the lyrics. Rivers says, "I love parties, but I don't go. Then I feel bad when I stay home. Because I need a friend when I take a walk. I like spacing out when somebody talks. I want to be rich, but I feel guilty. I fall in love with everyone who hates me." Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I don't know what's wrong with me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Dreamy morning, walking along by myself. Track two is called Aloo Gobi, which I guess is a vegetarian dish, Indian food, made with potatoes, which is aloo, cauliflower, which is gobi. So aloo gobi, whatever, in non-Indian spices. I love Indian food, but, and yeah, I didn't know it was called aloo gobi, but I've definitely had that dish, and it's good. I don't like the spoken word verse at all. And then the chorus isn't good either, so the song is just there. Track three is called Grapes of Wrath. Quote from Rivers: "One night a few years ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't get back to sleep. So I decided to listen to an audiobook on Audible. I did that from time to time anyway, but this was the first time I did it in the middle of the night. I stayed up for a couple hours just listening and listening to the Grapes of Wrath. I did not get good sleep, but it was a pretty magical experience. There's something about that state of the brain, that time of night. I'm able to drift into this more imaginative state and really enter the world of the writer's imagination. The next day I woke up and it was time to go write songs, because that's what I do. And I was pretty sleepy and just feeling like, not ambitious, and what's the point? But then, I found myself in that same half-asleep brain state, and it was kind of pleasant." So we get a spoken word verse again, basically, which is dumb. The chorus has kind of a ska vibe, even though it's strings instead of horns. So melodically, the chorus is pretty 80s, but yeah, not really into this.
There's always a number that'll make you feel bad about yourself. You try to measure up to somebody else. Numbers are out to get you. Numbers are out to get you. Numbers.
Track four is called Numbers. The sequence of numbers spoken at 2 minutes and 32 seconds into the song, which is 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, is the beginning of the Fibonacci sequence, a sequence in mathematics in which each number is the sum of the two preceding numbers, starting from 0 to 1. This is a pleasant, pretty ballad, so I can actually say that I like this.
Upstairs, my kids are upstairs, and I haven't washed my hair in 3 weeks. I should get back to these Zoom interviews, but I get so absorbed and time flies.
Track five, Playing My Piano. Cuomo has described this song as a metaphor for computer programming. He explained in a podcast that he had originally written the song to be explicitly about programming, but found it, quote, really weird and unrelatable. And so instead, he just used that as a metaphor, or presented it in metaphor. This is a quirky kind of 70s sounding song at times, but I don't really like it.
She is my mirror image, showing
Track 6, Mirror Image, is a nice minute-long interlude. Nice melodies.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Track 7, Screens. Kind of 80s sounding at times. Definitely some Weezer-style Rivers melodies here, but the production kind of ruins it. It might have been good with some loud guitars, but like this, not really. Track 8, Bird with a Broken Wing, a corny ballad. The chorus is pretty unoriginal, just a predictable melody. The song is just nothing special. Such a thrill. Track 9, Dead Roses. Bad production, bland melodies.
And step into the blackness. Lamplight falls and casts a laughing phantom. I imagine your smile, the life that we could share. With the last of my steps, I see the truth lying there. Dead roses at the bottom of an oubliette.
Track 10, Everything Happens for a Reason. Well, the song title is one of, if not my most hated phrase possible in any language. I really fucking hate it. Anytime anyone says everything happens for a reason, it makes me angry. That whole concept makes me furious because so many horrible things happen. And tell me, what is the fucking reason? I hate that concept. It's such bullshit. I really despise that fucking phrase. But all of that being said, this is just like an instrumental intro into the next song, Here Comes the Rain. Pretty mediocre song. I'll just go listen to The Cult. Track 12, La Brea Tar Pits. I used to be obsessed with that when I was a kid. The idea that there were these dinosaurs preserved down there, buried in this tar, like quicksand, but it's tar. It's a heavily orchestrated song. I mean, you know, this whole album is orchestrated, but this one is really heavily orchestrated. At least that's what I wrote in my notes. It's all right. Nothing special, which I guess is my response to this whole album. I mean, obviously, this is way fucking better than the last two albums. And some of these songs are all right. I could appreciate this version of trying something new. I can't appreciate trying to sound like modern pop. But I support this idea of this album, how they made this, giving this a try, exploring this. I'm fine with that. I know I've been yelling about just make a Weezer album. That's because I hate the co-writes and the modern sounding production, but I can support something like this. And if it didn't work for me, it didn't work for me, but you know. All right, so we're going to end the Weezer series tomorrow, when we talk about the second album they released in 2021, which is called Van Weezer.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.